This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The United Nations Security Council has renewed the UN peacekeeping mission in Bosnia after resolving a dispute that threatened not only that mission, but all UN peacekeeping operations. The dispute arose over a demand by the United States that UN peacekeepers be shielded from possible prosecution by the new International Criminal Court. After 2 weeks of intense negotiations, members of the Security Council finally reached a compromise late yesterday. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us. Vicky, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
And what is the compromise?
Basically, it calls on the court, the International Criminal Court, which began its work last week at The Hague, to defer for 12 months any investigation or prosecution of peacekeepers who come from countries like the United States that refuse to recognize the new international court. The United States is very concerned that Americans who often serve abroad in these peacekeeping operations could be subject to politically motivated prosecutions before the court, and that's what this is all about. But it is just a one-year deferral.
Okay. Well, does that mean the argument comes back in a year?
Well, the United States says that it is going to ask, you know, year by year that this deferment be renewed. Mm-hmm. There's considerable opposition to that among other members of the Security Council, most of whom are very ardent supporters of the court. Washington also says that it's going to use this 12-month period to try to negotiate bilateral agreements, sort of country-by-country agreements, under which both countries would agree not to turn over their nationals to the new court if requested. But there's sort of a general consensus among a lot of people, a lot of critics of the United States position, that all of this is really unnecessary, because usually when UN peacekeepers go into a country, unless it's hostile territory, they negotiate some sort of jurisdictional agreement at the outset, mm-hmm. so that they're not subject to the wouldn't be subject to the international court. The same thing's true for NATO operations and mm-hmm. U.S. military operations in general around the world.
I mean, most recently in Afghanistan, the British negotiated such an agreement so that none of their soldiers could be prosecuted.
That's correct.
Because Washington had been demanding blanket immunity for peacekeepers, is this a face-saving agreement for the United States or the rest of the world?
I think the Europeans, who were very upset by the U.S. position, probably feel that the U.S. gave more than the other members of the Security Council in reaching this compromise, because the United States, as you said, had been asking for something much broader, much more comprehensive than what they actually got. But the opposition to the United States position was so intense. Last week, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan sent a letter to the U.S. warning that this dispute threatened the entire UN peacekeeping system.
And it put the United States at odds with a number of allies and nations that want to be allied with the United States. Are those feelings at an end now?
I don't think so. Yesterday, despite the unanimous approval of this resolution, Mexico indicated it was extremely upset. Its ambassador walked out, refused to participate in the vote, let his deputy vote instead. And Canada's ambassador, Paul Heinbecker, afterwards called the vote a sad day for the United Nations. He said it's not appropriate to create two classes of people under international law, with one rule for peacekeepers and another rule for everybody else.
Vicky, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Vicky O'Hara.